President Trump made his first visit to Puerto Rico today since the island was devastated by Hurricane Maria almost 2 weeks ago. The president and First Lady Melania Trump stopped in the capital city of San Juan to meet local officials and see some of the damage for themselves. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco is with us now from San Juan. Hi there, Mandalit.
Hello, Kelly.
What's the president doing today?
President Trump and the First Lady stepped off Air Force One at the Air Force Base, greeted by the governor, Ricardo Rosselló, who was holding his three-year-old daughter. We saw them meet, and then Trump shook hands with some Air Force troops. The president was briefed about the hurricane relief. And what really stuck out was what he said about the cost of this effort, making a surprising comparison with Hurricane Katrina.
Now, I hate to tell you, Puerto Rico, but you've thrown our budget a little out of whack. Because we've spent a lot of money on Puerto Rico, and that's fine. We've saved a lot of lives. If you look at the, every death is a horror. But if you look at a real catastrophe like Katrina, and you look at the tremendous hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that died, and you look at what happened here with really a storm that was just totally overpowering. Nobody's ever seen anything like this. Now, what is your death count as of this moment? 17?
16 certified.
16 people certified. 16 people versus in the thousands.
You know, after making this comparison, Trump and the First Lady went on to a chapel to hand out supplies and take pictures with victims of the hurricane.
How did people react to his words and to him being there in general?
Well, you know, San Juan is just gridlocked right now because of the president's visit. There's no working traffic lights. And people have been telling us all week and today that they're really hoping that Trump's visit will finally kick in the relief operations into high gear. People are still without clean drinking water and electricity, and some parts of the island, especially in the interior, are completely destroyed. In Santurce, we met Marcos Falcon in a hard hat. He was shoveling debris from a tree that was uprooted. He's doing this on his own for a private company, not the government. And we asked him about Trump's visit.
Any help will be great, given the circumstances we're living in.
Small, big, intentions matter.
Also, we met up with Carlos Cabrera. He's the artistic director of the Ballet Concierto, and he had this to say about the visit.
For me, it's pure politics because the emergency just happened 2 weeks before, and I think they have waited so much to really take care of our situation.
Pure politics, he said, and he waited a long time to come here to the island.
Last week, San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulin Cruz had criticized federal officials for calling the recovery in Puerto Rico a good news story, and she was basically saying they didn't get it, and then Trump fired back on Twitter. Did those two meet today?
They did meet, and I don't know how uncomfortable that meeting might have been given that series of tweets that President Trump sent over the weekend. He also met with mayors from around the island, and he also had high praise for the governor, who apparently has not said anything to upset him. He even noted that he's not even in his party. It's a brief visit. Trump heads to Las Vegas tomorrow, but Vice President Pence is supposed to arrive in San Juan on Thursday.
NPR's Mandalit Del Barco in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kelly.